everyone. How are you doing? I'm coming back from a little unexpected hiatus. It felt nice to take a break, but I didn't intend to take a break at all. I've just been very busy, and I thought, why not give myself the break that I never give myself? I started doing 4 to 6 episodes a week, and I hope to get back to that, but we will see what happens. I went to Spirit Halloween this morning, and I cannot believe they still have so many costumes. So I was there the other week switching out a wig for a friend, and when I was there, I saw a costume that I knew I wanted to go back and get for myself, but at the same time, Spirit Halloween has some of the best costumes, so I wanted to really roam the store and see if there's anything else that I wanted more, but my heart was kind of set on the original costume that caught my eye, so I bought it today, and yes, I am celebrating Halloween. I have plans for Halloween. I really do love dressing up. Like, just give me a reason to dress up, and I am so excited about it. So I love my costume. It spoke to me. You know, sometimes you just gotta let the universe tell you what to put on. You know, the costume spoke to me. The color is a color that I look good in. A lot of people don't know what colors they look good in, and I think that's something everybody should do just up top. Like, find out what colors you look best in and then try to buy clothes that are in the colors that you look best in first, and then the colors that you don't look so good in secondary. And for myself, I love dark colors. I love a black and I love dark colors, but I look best in red, pastels, or light colors, and I hate it. So I know I just have to take the L on looking as attractive as I could sometimes by wearing the colors I prefer, but this costume is in a color that is very flattering for me, that I look good in, and it's not a dark color. So I did set aside some stories that I wanted to talk about, and first up is Nick Cannon. I'm a little confused as to why he was talking about Mariah Carey. I'm a little lost, to be honest, because they divorced in 2014, and as you know, it's almost 2015, and I feel like Nick is so busy. Like, why is he talking about Mariah Carey? Anyway, so he went on the Ray Daniels Presents podcast, a podcast I had never heard of because it feels like there's 20 trillion podcasts. He went on this podcast last Thursday and he spoke about Mariah Carey. So I could only assume he was asked questions, and instead of saying no comment, he chose to dive right in, which then made headline news. So, Nick Cannon, you are more than welcome to get in my DMs and do an interview with me where you talk about Mariah Carey. I would not turn you down. So, let's get into what Mariah's ex-husband and baby father said about the legendary icon. So Nick said that, quote, "I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Is this what my life is supposed to be?" End quote. So that's what Nick said that he was feeling when he was married to Mimi. He said he had like pressure with who am I. He said, quote, "I got married in my 20s. You know what I mean? To the biggest star in the world. My trajectory was here." And he apparently was gesturing downwards. And then this is Nick speaking, quote, "And then hers, she's already in a different stratosphere." So Nick said that he struggled to have his own identity outside of their relationship, and he acknowledged that he did get comfortable with Carrie. He joked that, quote, "She's got islands, and I'm waking up at noon and people bringing me steaks on a platter. I would lay up at night thinking, like, is this who I am? Am I Mariah's man? Is that what my life is supposed to be? There's nothing wrong with that." So basically, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, they linked up in early 2008 when Nick starred in Mariah's Bye Bye music video. And they got married in May of 2008, secretly married. You know, I really do love a horny ass marriage. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody got to say. I love it when two people meet and they are so horny for each other that they're like, we need to hurry up and get hitched now. We need to do this. We're gonna skip the engagement. We're gonna skip dating. We're just gonna get married and be husband and wife, or wife and wife, or husband and husband, however you wanna put it. I love that. I'm all for it. Go ahead. However, I don't like Lana Del Rey and her man. I don't like that. Like, you know, at least Nick was already famous. I love when two horny people get married in a hurry. However, like, I do not like the disparity between Lana Del Rey being very talented, global icon, sensation with some like alligator asshole. I'm not into that. But I totally support Nick and Mariah just being like, F it, let's do this, let's do the damn thing. So they got married in May 20, 2008 after meeting early in 2008. So Nick said, quote, "I'm carrying a purse, the diaper bag, and you know, I'm standing on the corner like, wait, she's rocking being the alpha." And apparently, I guess the host said she deserves it, and Nick agreed. And Nick continued, quote, "I believe she needs a dude like that. I'm just not that dude." Okay. Nick is exhausting. So Nick is basically saying that Mariah is alpha. She needs a beta. He's not that dude. By the way, like I said earlier, yes, they got married in 2008, divorced in 2014. So Nick, just August, as in a few months ago, he told E! News about Mariah Carey, quote, "We belong together." Oh, sorry. Hold on. He said that he would absolutely get back together with Mariah Carey and that it would be stupid if he didn't, but he also said she don't want me. She's moved on from my antics. That was in a separate interview. So in October, he's saying he's not that dude, and in August, 2 months prior, he's saying that he belongs with Mariah Carey and he would absolutely date her again. Like, pick a side, pick a side. So Mariah wrote in her book about Nick, she said, quote, "He was a good guy. He was faith-based. He was ambitious. He had been in the entertainment industry for a long time, so he understood the madness. He paid attention to me." Honestly, this is again Mariah Carey in her book, quote, "Honestly, I think Nick and I could have worked it out between the two of us, but egos and emotions got inflamed, which can translate into many billable lawyer hours, and ultimately it did. It was tough. We both wanted to make sure everything was cool for our family. We will always be family, and we make it work." So the article continues from People Magazine saying that Mariah has since been in several long-term relationships. Meanwhile, Nick has had 10 more children with several other partners. I believe that pretty much every man on this planet would feel small and feel like a beta when dating and being married to Mariah Carey, which she's probably well aware of. Like, the double standard will never stop blowing my mind, how a man being successful is sexy, but oftentimes a woman being successful is a problem. And so when a woman is successful, she needs someone on her level. And I just think, it kind of sucks for Nick to be saying, I believe she needs a dude like that. I'm just not that dude in 2024, almost 2025, 10 years after they divorced. Like, I don't really like what he was revealing, you know, when he talks about that, when he talks about laying up at night saying, is this what his life is supposed to be? Sorry. I think Nick needs to shut the fuck up. And I don't even know why he hasn't had more kids, considering like the campaign he was on, the baby making campaign he was on. I don't know why he stopped. It makes me wonder about his health because sometimes people feel like he has health issues and that's why he wants all these kids to carry on his last name, legacy, whatever. But I'm not saying he should have had more kids, but he, as you know, he was having like four a year or something. Like, anyway, yeah, I think Nick needs to shut up. I don't think he needs to be putting this out there. And I don't understand why he felt like he needed to say this on a podcast later. Mariah, I mean, it is crazy. The woman has been married, what, two times? But I guess with Nick, it was a very fun, very wild ride. I think I've seen a, yeah, as far as I know, I saw a photo. I saw photos of Nick's manhood. And he has a big one. He has a very big one. Like sorry. Nick has a big one. That's why Mariah married him, like bam, like she didn't wait. She didn't wait, like barely waited a quarter of a year. It's just like when you see Safaris package, you're like, okay, so this is why Nicki Minaj invested so much time into him. Like, it's just funny. Like, you know, I don't know if you're a man or a woman listening, but sometimes, like, as a woman, when, like, I bet Lana Del Rey's man, his dick is either huge and or he's phenomenal. So sometimes it's like, when you hear about a woman marrying off with a man really quickly, or just like becoming a clown for a man really very, very fast, we already know what it is. We already know what time it is. We already know why. And it's funny and it's hilarious how, truthfully, it 1,000,000% is not discussed enough. Like, barely, if any, actually, it's not discussed how the decision that women will make when the dick is good. We just talk about like men thinking with their dicks. Like, we are not discussing how many women ruin their lives every single day behind good dick, behind great sex. You know, and I think a lot of it is we're just such emotional creatures. So it's like we're getting our needs met physically and then our needs emotionally sometimes are just like exceeding, like if you're getting your needs met physically, that could just totally alter all of your senses. It could just dull your brain cells. It could just give you very tunnel vision. Like, you need to be with somebody, you need to that person, you need to make it work. And we don't discuss it enough, nearly enough, because that would explain why Lana Del Rey ran off, got married in 2 seconds. That would explain why Mariah Carey ran off and got married in 2 seconds. We just need to have these discussions more. We need to be real about this. And it's rough, it's hard, it's tough because, I mean, even when you look at Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, clearly she has a thing for him and they really just should have dated instead of getting married. But you know, I hope that this interview didn't upset Mariah in any way. And it's just, can you, your heart has to kind of break for Mariah, knowing that you married a man who just decided to put as many babies in women as he possibly could. Like, Nick Cannon is a whore. A woman cannot just get pregnant every day of the year. So much has to be aligned. Right? It has to be the timing. It has to be the sperm. It has to be the sperm fertilizing the egg and surviving full term. Like, this man was probably raw dogging so many more women that we don't know about because they didn't get knocked up because he just didn't knock them up, or he just didn't have sex with them when they were ovulating. Like, that has to hurt that you were first. You gave him his first kids, and he was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and make a damn baseball team. Like, I do feel sorry for Mariah, and I hope that he's a really great or as good of a dad as he could be. I don't see how he could be when it's not like all his kids come from one woman or live in the same household, but I just hope that he shuts the fuck up. Because I still don't really understand why he was speaking about this at all. I think that Mariah pretty much keeps Nick out of her mouth, so he should just be respectful and do the same. Anyways, that's it, y'all. I'm gonna get back to recording other stories. Bye.